Hello.
Hello, my friends. This is Paymon, president of Freedom Law School. And this Tuesday night, I'll be doing the Freedom Hour by answering your questions. And I'm doing that tonight this way because I was interviewed right now at the Mike Adams studio in Austin, Texas. And so since I'm not back home, I will not be doing a topic tonight. I'm here tonight to only answer your questions and answer them about any topic you are interested in. And that could be the income taxes, could be economy, price of gold and silver going up, Bitcoin, real estate, because, you know, my background is also in financial planning, economics, and finance. Going back to my college days and my, you know, early 20s, worked as a financial planner. So with that, my friends, I'm yours. I'm going to start taking our calls one person at a time. And then when everybody's questions answered, then, you know, we'll end the call tonight. So let's give a call right now from area code 651. 651, area code caller. Please go and give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and your question, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello? Get closer to the microphone. I can barely hear you.
I got it in my earbuds. Is this better?
A little bit. Get closer to the microphone, please.
I got to take my earbud out. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
All right, it's on my cell phone.
Oh, yeah, much better.
Okay. Yeah. So my main question is, assuming the worst, and, you know, what do I do? Let's say I don't pay income taxes for several years.
What is your first name, by the way? I'm sorry. Give me your first name. I heard about us, and then the question.
Ryan, I probably heard about you on YouTube or maybe an interview that you've done. I can't recall how I ran across you, but I'm on your mailing list. And my main question is, like, how do you defend yourself? You know, what happens if IRS comes after you and then, you know, I can't defend myself? So do you, like, how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for the worst to defend yourself in IRS court?
Well, that's a very good question. It takes a little while to explain it. So let me go over that. There's a two-pronged question, two prongs to it. One is, if the IRS ever wants to come after you, they come after you either criminally to try to put you in prison, whether you file or don't file, or they come after you for money. You know, they want to determine that you owe the money, and based upon that, they may take your paycheck, bank account, or any other thing that you may own. So let's talk about the criminal case first, in case they come after you, because that's the first concern of everybody they have is, understandably, they say, well, I don't want to go to prison, which is very fair. I agree. I don't want you to go to prison either over taxes or over anything. So remember the first things that at Freedom Law School I teach to free yourself of IRS deception, which leads you to be afraid of the IRS. And with that fear, they now can rob you and make a slave out of you, is to get rid of the deception. Without the deception, you no longer are afraid, and you can stop the robbery and you know, and not no longer be a slave. So that's seven steps to be free of all that. The first step is follow the law. That's the first critical step. And step five is writing your congressman about the law. Okay? So there are other steps in between, but to answer your question, those two steps are critical, the most relevant. So let's address those two steps, what they are and why they're important. Step one on the law is I take you to U.S. government's official legal website. I tell people not to believe me, not to believe some government employee, worker. Believe the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites, which reflect what in the law books. It used to be at the law library to look them up, but now it's available for free, you know, online. So the first place we go to is IRS's own website. We start with a 1040 instruction, 1040 tax form, 1040 income tax instructions, laws as published by U.S. House of Representatives website, uscode.house.gov, U.S. Treasury regulations about taxes and income tax at, you know, CFR.gov, and then the U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Okay, there. Sometimes the Library of Congress are available. You can get them there at the Library or Congress, and sometimes they may be available on the U.S. Supreme Court's website. So that you want to read and rely on that and understand that, because that is, after all, you know, the source of the law. That's why they published the laws there for you to follow them correctly. Not some lies, some propaganda, some deception, some incompetent accountant or CPA or tax attorney or even government employee that, you know, they think they know the law, but they really don't. And that's a big problem. Ignorance is a big problem. Yeah, I was ignorant about this stuff 40 years ago. You know, I got to admit that, but I educated myself. So that's what you want to do, is educate yourself, okay? To rely on the law as you're supposed to rely on the law as written on government's official legal website. Step five is those questions that are written to, that spell out the law when it comes to income taxes, payroll taxes, and use of the word trade or business, which relates to 1099 forms and other couple other things. So these petitions are very critical, because you are asking your lawmakers to answer these petitions that show that the average American in the 50 states is not required to follow and pay federal income taxes, federal payroll taxes like FICA taxes, federal unemployment taxes. You know, not should not have to fill out a W-4 form. Nobody should send a W-2 form about his employees in the 50 states or 1099s. So all those things are covered in those petitions to Congress. And they have the law quoted verbatim. The law is listed at the end of each petition and attached, physical copy, from the U.S. government official sources I just mentioned are photocopied and attached with relevant language highlighted for ease of Congress reading. And you ask your congressman, hey, Mr. Congressman, there's a fraud going on the American people by the IRS, the U.S. Department of Justice, and even certain judges, who deliberately and knowingly ignore the plain language of the law from these official legal sources I just mentioned to enslave the American people. And it's your job to correct it, stop them. So read the income tax explanation I'm going to give you and independently verify for yourself what I'm saying is true. In other words, Congressman, don't just pass it to somebody else or ignore it. I want you to go ahead and just read it. If you read it, if you read the petitions, it's all there. The laws are quoted, attached. I mean, they can go further investigations than they want on their own, go through, you know, if they want to verify that the photocopies of the laws are genuine, they can do that. And yes, the Congressman, to look, show me if I'm wrong. Please show me. Because I believe everyone should pay their fair share of taxes as provided by law. Not arbitrary, not based upon fear, but based upon the law. And if I'm right, wrong, show me, please. Specifically, show me where I'm wrong, and I will pay these income taxes, payroll taxes, you know, self-employment taxes that it seems should be clear I don't have to file and pay. But if I'm wrong, show me and I will start filing and paying income taxes. Because I'm telling you, based upon the law as written, I owe zero income taxes, payroll taxes, self-employment taxes. No, I should not have to file a W-4 form as to get a job or require my employees to do a W-4, no W-2s, no 1099s, all this stuff there. By the way, just as a side note on this issue, just so you know, this is so important because, you see, Congress makes the laws, legislative branch governments. And they're written a law called the Declaratory Relief Act, which says you can go to federal courts and have your rights and obligations declared by the courts. You go build a nuclear reactor in your backyard. What rules and regulations apply? What you should or should not do? You can go to court and get clarification. The Department of Justice will come in with answers with the court to make sure you know the law and you properly follow the law so you don't break the law. And you don't get yourself in trouble with the law either. That's great. We only have one problem. Congress exempted taxes from that law. When it comes to taxes, you cannot go to court and understand your rights and obligations in the court. So the courts are closed. Get this question answered. Except in certain cases, very narrow, specific cases, basically when the government comes after you. Okay, in those cases, you go to court, but other than that, it's not beforehand as a preventative measure. Go to courts. That's closed. Congress also has passed laws that allows the IRS to arbitrarily declare your letter, your viewpoint is frivolous. And based upon that, because you wrote them a letter arguing these legal issues, in the way IRS deems in their arbitrary way, no approval by Congress is necessary, just IRS on its own. IRS can punish you $5,000 every time you raise these issues. And if you want to tell them, look, I'm right, look at my issue, answer me, talk to me, converse with me, show me where I'm wrong, and like that, the IRS will punish you $5,000 again on top of that. And we can argue back. IRS now can consider that another frivolous submission to the IRS and find you another $5,000. Bam, 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 again and again and again. So not only that, they can keep adding this $5,000 penalties. The IRS employees have a leeway to categorize your letter as frivolous by their own will. I mean, you cannot just go say you're wrong, argue with them because they'll fine you more. So it's very potentially expensive and risky to try the IRS. And these IRS employees, they're just people off the street hired on. They don't know about the law. They're not trained about the law. And just because they work for the IRS, answer phone number there. Like, you know, because they work at the IRS and open letters. So that's why the only choice left for Americans to get any answers about the legal duties to file and pay income or payroll or settlement taxes, all these things, or W-2 form, 1099 form, and withholding or not, W-4, is to write to congressman. That's the only avenue left for Congress to write to congressman. So you write to congressman. And he's asking these questions like we have in our petitions. Okay? And should answer you. It's their job. They work for you and I, the American people. Unfortunately, increasingly, they're not working for you and I, the average American. They work for the big banks and corporations that, you know, donate campaign money to the reelection of these politicians or these they create these political action committee PACs with unlimited money to get votes, to advertise, get votes for themselves, these politicians. So they're not asking us, as they should. the roads are closed to get an answer on income tax. But you've done the right thing. You already gone to U.S. government's official legal websites. Laws passed by Congress, your regulation, IRS's own 1044 instructions, and U.S. Supreme Court. And you took the time to send to Congressman by certified mail, and you issued letters, okay, to get an answer. When they don't answer you, well, obviously, by default, you're right. Because how hard is it for the Congressman to say, oh, you missed this. Here, one of my aides can give you the answer to your question. You're wrong. Okay? I mean, the federal government has $1 trillion budgets, multi-trillion dollar budget. Congressman can certainly afford to have, you know, an aide part-time to answer people's legal questions, too, about taxes. I mean, you don't let us go to court, Congressman. So you should have one of your aides do that instead, because that's how you wanted it. You want us, Congress, not to go to the court, so you got, and IRS fines us for asking, so we can come and ask you. So you should have made some allocations to that. When they don't refute you, they're basically confirming that you're right. And you're right, after all. You relied on the government's legal websites, the source of the law, directly from the government's own mouth. So if they ever want to come after you, the IRS and Department of Justice, DOJ, for not following the income taxes, understand, eventually you get to talk about why did you file income tax? And you can say everything I just said. Hey, I relied on the law as published on official, direct, highest sources of law published by the U.S. government. And it's right. My petitions correctly quote the law, listen, attach them, and have the relevant part even highlighted. So I rely on the law because I'm following the law. I'm a law-abiding person. I've not broken any laws. I've paid every single dollar lawfully that I'm required to pay to the federal government, which is by law, zero. The petitions were sent by certified mail to all my three congressmen, one House member, two senators. I live here. Take a look for yourself. Read them. See, I'm not broken any laws. The jury will get to see what you've done, the petitions, and read them. And we got to look at this. And they see, oh, wow, you're right. Not only you are innocent and no law requires you to file income tax, but, you know, the rest of us, Ryan, the jurors, we are not required to file income tax either. We've been lied to. We've been deceived and become a slave too. We'll acquit you. And we don't tell everybody else about it as jurors in this trial because we were just exposed to the truth. Thank you, Ryan. You have been a hero standing up for truth, freedom, and justice, and the rights of all of us as Americans. Thank you for your courageous stand. They're going to acquit you and tell everybody else. So the Department of Justice lawyers know that you're going to win that case. They're not dumb enough to want to put you before a jury like that. That's kind of preparation of relying on the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites to put that on trial. They'll leave you alone for the next guy. So you're not going to go to prison. So that's that angle right there. Now, the second area you talk about is IRS leaving you alone, you know, not taking your stuff, your money, your paycheck, bank accounts, home, all that. Well, if you don't file, Ryan, the IRS will have to make an official tax proposal letter to you called a notice of deficiency. And that letter has to be sent to your last known address by certified mail and gives you the right to challenge that proposal in U.S. tax courts before the tax becomes owed by you at all. It's a proposal. You owe them nothing until you go to a tax court completely, which might take a year, 2 years, or longer. Who knows? Whatever that long that process takes. Okay. And if you appeal it, by the way, to the Court of Appeal. Well, they have only about 20 judges in U.S. Cash Corp. That's it. For a union of 340 million Americans, people living here, there's no way these 20 judges can hear the cases for all these millions and millions of people every single year. The IRS knows that. So they leave people who don't file tax returns alone. 99%+ easily. Because the burden of proof basically initially is on the government. At least to claim that you owe the money. When it comes to filers, though, it's opposite way around. The burden of proof is on the filer to give all his expenses, deductions, credits, carrybacks, all the mumbo jumbo breaks you want on the 1040. It's on you to prove every single one of them. All the IRS has to do is say, you're wrong. Prove it. You have to prove your innocence about all these items that I mentioned to you. So for the IRS, it's simple, easy, and inexpensive. They can offer the filer. You have to do all the work. But it costs me a little bit. That's why they come after filers. Because it's so cheap for them to come after filers. Non-filers are very expensive. So they come after very, very few of you. Okay? Now, if you happen to be that one less than 1%, non-filer they come after. Okay? Well, you can do it on your own. You can go to tax court and argue the law. Argue with your congressman, you know, about this and take it to the court system. Okay, as much as unfortunately there are too many corrupt judges out there, that is a legal process to take it in. Okay, maybe we find an honest judge out there. And the more so the better, the pressure builds on. Hey, people are really followed, especially by the judges who they may just call you frivolous and ignore them, don't even engage in any discussion or analysis of law. The judges that do that are openly committing treason against you, Ryan, and the American people by saying, oh, we will not talk about your argument. You're just frivolous. Get out of here. And you're wasting my time. Here's 5,000 penalty on top of that because you're wasting my time. That judge is committing treason openly by knowing that his job is to follow the law and the Constitution and apply it, but refusing to do so by summarily just labeling you as frivolous. But that's what you're supposed to do. Now, you can do it on your own if you want to. You have also another option if you choose, which is join hands, Ryan, with other like-minded freedom seekers like yourself by joining our Restore Freedom Plan, where we all pitch into the fund, 30% of which we would otherwise would have paid to the IRS. Everybody does their petitions. We make sure the petitions are done for you properly by certified mail, sent to your congressman. Right? And see what the response they gave us, if any. Okay? And this way, there's so many of us in there, there's just no way they can get us all. There's no way. Physically impossible. So even if they come out to less than 1%, and that guy goes through the process like I described and loses in court to take your money, $100,000 or $10 million. Doesn't matter. We have so many people in the Restore Freedom Plan. We have plenty of funds of everybody. We got together like founding fathers, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, okay? All these guys coming together. The numbers are in our favor, and we can reimburse that member of Restore Freedom Plan in full. $10,000 or $10 million being reimbursed by the group. So you have no risk, downside at all. So that is the option available on how to do that. Does that answer your question, Peter Ryan, fully?
Yeah, 99%. Is there, do you guys work with a law firm then for like the 1% that they do go after, or is there any track record of them going after anybody in your group?
Good questions. No, I don't work with law firms necessarily. If I have to, I will, but I don't. Usually I don't. You need to. You don't need, I do all the legal work myself when people are trained. The paperwork is simple, you know, and legal work, I know how to do that. Attorneys cost too much, and it will be too expensive for you guys. I want to keep your membership as low and as affordable as possible. To do that, I only use attorneys only when necessary. It is not necessary to use attorneys in vast majority of cases, only criminal cases, basically. We need an attorney. We can write the paperwork for you, and we can send it to you. You can print time, mail it out, okay? And so you don't need an attorney. We can do all the work. I've done it myself, and have a track record of success, Ryan. That's on step four of our seven steps to free yourself of the IRS. You'll see scores of victories of myself and my students who paid in the IRS over the last 24 years, which I had the Royal Freedom Package, which is a predecessor of the Restore Freedom Plan. So none of my students who've come to me clean, top five paying income tax, with Freedom Law School clean, okay, without pre-existing mess or nonsense, and they're in prison for not paying or filing income taxes.
Nobody has.
Nor have their paycheck bank account, levied, or home, or property taken by the IRS. And you see that all proof of that in step four.
Okay. Is there anybody I can do like a private consultation with within your firm?
Yes. If you go to our website, yes, it's available on our website at freedomlawschool.org. We have a tab up there for consultations. Let me see if I can get to our website. I can show it to you. Go to freedomlawschool.org. That's the first thing you do. Let me bring up on my phone right now. Hold on. freedomlawschool.org. All right. When you go there and go under Get Help. Click on Get Help. Okay. On the Get Help, it shows I can do a private paid consultation as well.
Awesome. Does this pertain to capital gains on property as well?
Capital gains is just another income item like wages, like business income, that type of thing. It's still an income tax. The income tax, Ryan, is written for citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers of Oakland, D.C., and people of the state in D.C. It's got nothing to do with activity that's and people are only in the 50 United States, any more than has anything to do with anybody, somebody in Russia, Egypt, France, or Australia. We are foreign in the 50 states, countries of this union to Washington, D.C., just like those countries. So it doesn't matter what kind of income it is. It is where you are from. Oh, and the property. If the property's in D.C., you have income tax. If you're a citizen resident of D.C., you have income tax. Kind of worker works in D.C., you have income tax. All right?
Any
questions? You're welcome. Thanks for your question. Yes, good question, my friend. Thank you. All right. Well, we got several people that's called in. And I'm going to write your phone numbers down, the area code number, and then come take your questions one at a time. The next caller is from area code 208. Then another call from area code 262. Another one from area code 626. Another one from area code 720. And another one from area code 603. Well, Ryan asked a lot of very good questions that needed detailed explanations. Hopefully, the next call, the questions will be shorter, and I can answer them more quicker for you guys. Okay? So y'all don't have to wait that long. So 208 area code, my friend, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey there. Thanks so much for your time. Yeah, heard about Freedom Law School. Well, my name is Wesley, by the way. Heard about Freedom Law School just through YouTube and education, really. But anyway, the question is, and I think I spoke with a gentleman, too, associated with Freedom Law School briefly about this, but would love to hear you expand on just the process of purchasing a home without using a loan, not having submitted tax returns. And I know the loan officer asks for those tax returns. And I know, you know, doing cash is the way to go, using a hard money lender. I'm very familiar with all of that. And I know using a hard money lender, they have really high interest rates, and that's a concern. So, yeah, would love to hear your thoughts about that, buying a home.
Well, if you go to our website, okay, on the educational, I think it's there, freedomlaws.org, okay, no, I think we have FAQs, FHU on our website, frequently asked questions. Let's see where we have that, under, on the educational, FHU, frequently asked questions. If you go on there, that is one of the most common questions that I've answered in more detail there. But the short answer is you do not necessarily need to get a hard money loan. Are you employed or self-employed?
I am employed.
You're employed, yeah. If you're employed, some mortgage brokers, more experienced ones, will accept your latest W-2 from your employer and your bank deposits as proof of income, and give you a loan. Although the loan interest rate may be a little bit higher, it will not be as high as the private or hard money lenders, okay? But since you brought up the topic, let me caution you. This is not the time to buy a real estate. We are in the late stages of early stage of stagflation, which will lead to a crash of real estate like in 2008. Okay, real estate prices have been flat for the last 2 years. The market was at the bottom 2008 to 2012, started going up in 12, 13. That was the time to buy, 12, 15, 18, maybe even 20, but not now, 25. We've been at the top for the last 2 years. The market's going sideways. That's the sign of a bell curve coming up. Getting ready to crash. Okay. Federal Reserve just lower interest rates by 0.5%. What, 0.25%? And guess what? Silver and gold are going through the roof. Gold is at 3850 now, almost 4,000. You know, a year ago, gold was about 2600. Silver was about $30 and a year ago. Now it's at about $47 an ounce. Okay, inflation is there right now already. You have inflation and unemployment starting up more and more. It'll get worse. This is not the time to buy a house. You want to buy at the bottom of the market, maybe middle of the market, but not at the top right now anyways. Okay, that would be my suggestion for you.
Okay.
And any questions, Wesley?
Well, if you just hold on to the house long enough, the prices come back up. You just got to hold on longer.
Well, ask yourself this question. If you knew it was 2006 or 2007, would you buy a house? You know the 08 crash is coming around the corner. Would you buy a house with that, what you just said? Or would you just rent for a couple more years, let the market crash, and pick up a house that you want at 40% less, 50% less? That's
not a bad idea.
That's the idea. Okay. Any other questions, Wesley?
Yeah. I think I'm good to go. No, thank you so much.
You are most welcome, my friend. Thank you for asking good questions, folks. And I do that because so this is the way I get to help the most number of you. You have similar questions, similar concerns. So this way I get to help everybody with questions. as best as possible. Okay, we have 260 area code caller, 626-720-603, and then we have 832 area code caller after him, and then we have a 586 area code caller coming up next. So let's go one at a time. 260 area code caller, my friend, and you are live with Freedom Law School, your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Happy Mon, it's Diana again from Wisconsin. I know you from California, but Alex Jones.
Very good. What do you mean you know me from California?
Huh?
Where are you from, California?
In the 90s, Orange County.
You were in my classes?
No, I wasn't in your classes.
Well, I was back in the 1990s.
90s.
Did we meet someplace?
Yes.
Where?
I think that's TMI right now. I'm just calling to ask a question.
No problem, but Alex Jones, by the way, I've never been on the show before.
What are you talking about? You're talking about
you
Alex
heard
Jones'
Alex?
Show?
Never been on
no,
show.
I know you were never on his show, but I'll call you off
No, that's
record.
Okay. You can ask your question. I'm just curious. I just want to know how we doing, are we reaching the American people doing a good job or not? What sort
oh, no,
of,
you are.
Of reaching American people is working or not? What's that?
You are, trust me. If anybody's listening to me, they're paying attention.
No, I mean, how did you hear about Freedom Law School initially?
Well, Freedom Law School, you're talking about your recent adventure since 96. That was Ted Gunderson, all those people in the Liberty Movement. And my question actually is about Aaron Russo.
Okay.
Did you advise him when the IRS retroactively tried to screw him over?
I have no knowledge about his situation with the IRS he ever had.
Oh.
I was not involved in any of that stuff.
Oh, you weren't involved with that. Okay. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we were friends. But yeah, I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know anything about that. He didn't tell me.
Okay. Well, yeah, he had some IRS trouble, and a lot of people got hit, and they tried to retroed all these taxes that supposedly they owed, and I wish he was here so he could explain it to you, but I just wanted to ask if you were there to advise him, that's all.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure who told you that. That's unsubstantiated news because I think he filed tax returns. I don't know what his situation. I don't think he not filed. I don't know if he filed or not filed. I don't know. So who told you this stuff about him? That's really, nobody ever mentioned that to me ever, anything like that. So I would check the source of the rumors that about his situation. I would have never heard about that.
No, this came from him. I got this from him.
You knew him personally, Aaron?
Yes, I did. But I'm not saying that. That's what I'm asking, if you were involved with advising him when the IRS was coming after him. I just wanted to know if you were instrumental in that, because there were a whole bunch of people in Hollywood that got railroaded. And I was just curious to know if you were... You know, they're advising then.
No. I have no idea about any of this. No, I was not involved
at all. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stir anything up. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just didn't know. Sorry, I was not able to answer your question better than that.
Okay, but...
Thank you,
Buck. There is a...
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'll let you go. There was another question I do have with
sure,
regard
go ahead.
To... identity theft. Somebody is a victim of identity theft for 3 decades. How would you recommend that person to repair their life after being a victim of identity theft?
I do not know. That's not one of my specialties. I will go look online, someone who helps with that. I cannot give you the referral deed. I'm sorry. That's beyond my expertise.
I see. Okay. No problem. I just thought I'd ask because I have an aunt who for 30 years, somebody was working on her Social Security, and it was the IRS that came after her that let her know that somebody had been working all those years on her Social Security. She didn't even know.
Wow. I've heard about those things, but I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. One of my best friends got that problem in doing this. Okay. That's something I know about, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all that you do, and I'm in prayer for you every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana, for your support and a prayer. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. Same with you, Diana. Okay, we got more callers. The next person is from area code 626. 626 caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. My name is GC, and I heard of Freedom Law School. You just showed up on my feed on YouTube. And thought it was incredibly interesting because I've always felt that the IRS involved in our lives was incredibly wrong. So I'm an advocate for not paying taxes. A couple questions. I'm a secretary to a business owner, to the owner of the company I work for, and he had an employee request that his taxes, that for one of his paychecks or a couple of his paychecks, if he could go exempt. And we contacted the CPA who does our payroll, and they said he couldn't do that. So I'm curious about that. Like, how does that work?
Well, do you use the procedures on our website? Or how do you do that? You know, do you use the one on our website or on his own? You don't know?
He requested... because I do the payroll for our company, and he had one of the employees had requested if he could be exempt and have no taxes taken out of his future paychecks. And the CPA that does our payroll said he couldn't do that. And
no, I've got that. Did he make the request in writing or orally? Oh.
Did he do it in writing or orally?
Yeah.
He did it through a text. We're a small family business. It's not my business, but I work for the fund. So he just did it through a message requesting, you know, for that to happen. So we asked the CPA and the CPA said, no, that's not allowed. He can't do that. He can't have a check, you know, be exempt on any of his paychecks. He's just an hourly employee.
Well, here's the thing. The employer should not be taking any money out of any of his employees' paycheck because none of you are in D.C. Employers not in D.C. Nobody's in Washington, D.C. So he should not be taking any money of anybody. He should take your whole paycheck home with you. Okay?
Right.
So that's where the law is. But, you know, short of being be able to educate your employer about that. But I would suggest you educate yourself and then tell the employer and employee about us, about Freedom Law School.
Yes.
That's the ideal way to free up everybody. Okay. Yeah. But also, if you go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, we have a page on how to stop withholding on your paycheck. And on our website, freedomlawschool.org. So if you go there he can use the thing on our website, but go to exempt on that by filling out the IRS form under the rest. But in your case, of this guy's case, looks like you guys can just educate the owner, create the whole company, completely income and payroll tax-free. You don't even need that CPA. The CPA does not know the law. It's just like going to a doctor, medical doctor says, take the jab, take the corona jab. And you say no.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how do you know? How can you know more about health than your medical doctor who has 12 years of post high school health education? Because you know what's better for you versus that professional. But you do, because you do know more than him because the system has been corrupt. Same thing goes with the CPAs. They don't know law. Mm-hmm. They just know how to fill out forms and make a living that way. It's the same thing. So since you are the one open-minded, educated, go JC and educate your employer, the family, and its employee about Freedom Law School. And everybody will be happy as a free company. Free of income taxes.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes. Well, yeah, and I agree. I ordered, I think they arrived today. I just walked in the house when you took my call. But I think I received, I have about 100 of your catalogs that I can pass out and let people know. So, yeah, I think I will. He's very, the owner's very, very, very patriotic, very America, very, pro everything. But yeah, I'll do my best. He's a little, even though he's very patriotic, he could be, I don't think he's used to doing things that way. Taxes, the new, four forms, all of that, make it have a new employee going out. Well, I filled one out about 2 years ago. How do I get out of doing that? How hard is that for me to turn around and say, you know what? I don't want a W-4 form. I don't want to pay taxes. How difficult is that for me to know?
Easy for you in your situation. How many people work for the company? How many people own the company? Tell me a little bit more about the company.
It's one owner, and we have less than 10 employees.
Very good. So you all know the owner well. So what you want to do, you the payroll person, okay?
Secretary.
The owner of the company. Okay, haven't watched my 10-minute video on the law, the very first one, and the brochure. With that employee who does what I'm told, because he'll be your ally. You want some allies in this situation. Okay, sit down with those other things. I got some important to show you about payroll. And say, we've been deceived. We got to take our country back from the deep state. So if he sees it, then it's the easiest solution. No one's going to be enslaved. No one's payroll is going to be ravaged. You all get to go home with all your, all normal income to pay all taxes out of your chicken at all. Out of your chicken at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ideal way to do it that way. And it looks like a new situation that is realistic. You charge a payroll. It's part of your job description. You can say, look, I got something very important to show you about our payroll, about what we're doing on payroll. We do make some important corrections. Don't give him the detail until he sees the video. So, now watch the 10-minute video, put it on the biggest computer screen you can find, or keep it out there. Watch the Thursday, watch the 10-minute video, then go to the brochure. Okay? And I got a video on a Social Security, a short video on Social Security by itself also. Okay? And then tell them, look, if you're also available, educate ourselves, or you want to pay for consultation, you can too. But really, the videos we do education is all right there.
Right. And that's
just show you on their website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what got me to want to be involved because of your video. I started watching one after the other until I saw your catalogs and decided I need to order some and get the word out. I'm sure there's more than just a few of us that don't like paying. Or know better that we shouldn't be paying taxes and we're in a messed up system. So one more question. I also do reselling on the site on platforms, eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, and they send our how much we sell to the IRS. Is there any way to get out of that? I happen to see a video today that went, I don't know if it went out today, but it talked about selling on eBay and having to pay taxes. So that resonated with me. How does that work? Do we just not sell on those platforms that we our incomes
you know, to the IRS?
No, no, no. Go ahead. Do it. It doesn't matter because the IRS does not use that W-2 or 99 information. That's just the IRS against non-filers. They use them against filers. If you file and no reports of 1099 W-2, I'll come after you for that. That's a funny thing, but not non-filers, because if you don't file at all, they have only 20 U.S. tax court judges and over 8 million non-filers. There's no way they can come after you, so they don't leave you alone. They're incompetent, bunch of communists, lazy, long coffee drinkers, have to work hard. They just leave you alone, basically, for 99%+. So that image of, oh, they'll come after me because you got the 1099 or W-2 against me. Out of your head. That's just media.
Just ignore it.
Yeah, it's just, you just ignore it. Yes. That's all I got.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. And it really is simple. And I know you mentioned it before, but a lot of people are stuck in this mind, this fear, you know, that someone's going to come after them. But I'm a little bit more, I guess, not go against the rules because those really aren't rules for us, you know, to pay taxes. But okay. All right, that's good. And same with crypto. So if I've sold crypto and I've used the platform, let's say Coinbase, you know, they do they report it to the IRS? And then the IRS is going to say, hey, you sold this much. We need some of our money. Is it the same thing? I just ignore those forms.
Same thing. The IRS doesn't use it. The IRS doesn't use it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds so it's that simple. So don't worry about it. By the way, one more thing about that issue. It's better to do avoid exchanges when you can and sell privately on wallets. Only if there's no 1099s. And by the way, if you got less than $10,000 taken out of your crypto, they don't even 1099 you because it's too small. So you can
then I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it's only $20,000 given 1099 because it's just way too small.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Okay, Daisy.
Okay, very good. All right, Payman, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
I'll get those catalogs out.
Yeah, thank you for calling us. Get those Freedom catalogs, get them out there. In fact, if you got other employees that your job looks like they're freedom oriented, don't want to take money out of the paycheck, get them first. Because those are the first allies with the employer. Okay, get with those guys first. You know, do the that. We slowly build the system. So when you get there, they say to the owner, Charlie, here it is. Look at it, you know. Well, look at this all about this plain language. You can actually be ready to type in those laws in front of the owner right then and there. I mean, 26 EOC section 7701 definitions. You can do it on your own cell phone right there, you know? And you'll say, wow, I didn't know that.
Okay, that sounds good. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling, DC. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care. Okay, we got a few more callers still. We have an 832 area code caller, and then followed by area code call from 586. And then a 531 area code caller. So let's see. We got some callers that dropped off. Hopefully they'll call back. All right. Let's see. 822 area code caller, you're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
All right. This is Damon.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Shelton. My name is Earl Shelton. I've given you my phone.
Right, you don't have to, but I appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you hear about it, Earl?
Well, unfortunately, you have been I just found you about a year ago. I looked up I downloaded the video. I came across you by accident on YouTube. And
really? Did YouTube give you as a suggestion? Gave us?
Say that again, please.
YouTube gave you us as a suggested video. Is that what happened?
Yes. I as soon as I came across it, I downloaded it. I have been following Joe Bannister and the other lady that that went to jail.
Sherry Jackson.
And so back in 2007 here in Tomball, Texas area, A friend gave me a DVD with, I think it had Joe Bannister and her and stuff like that. And I have lost that video through, anyway, that was given to me back then. But I want you to know, since 1979, I was 12 years old, and I've been studying the system. And I had a 30-year-old man come and talk to me for about 3 hours, told me he had this giant book about the Illuminati, and how all the governments are run by the Jesuits, and that's who the Illuminati are. And he told me that Russia will collapse. He told me this in 1979. I just got off the phone about a few hours ago with your affiliate's name, Mav. And also, I've talked to George twice. I'm trying to be an affiliate of yours. I need you to make me a successful story in your opportunity of educating people about the tax laws. I live in my camper van. I'm on the streets with no cash flow. And so I'm looking forward to this as an opportunity for me to make a living out of this. And just so you know, this is me. This is my DNA. I have never filed, okay? And so I'm like you. The only thing is I haven't had proper teaching or, you know, you're taught everything. I used to have a mail order business doing trips to Asia, business trips, and in Mexico. And so I've been accused of creating a lot of expatriates, okay? And so this is me. What you're doing, this is my DNA. I can't believe that I didn't find you a lot sooner. You know, I listen to Joe Bannister. I go to truth-seeking meetings up in Austin. And I've never heard anything on Alex Jones still talking about you. So there needs to be some sort. We need to find you a lot faster. I'm angry considering, you know, all the videos and the research and studies that I do. That I, you know, I heard Joe Bannister mention your name. I looked it up, and that's how I found you for the first time. I watched your first video about a year ago. It might have been 2 years ago, but it might be a year ago. And downloaded it. And so, you know, I have never filed, and I've been at it. My dad taught me that, you know, sign those contracts and put your own noose around your neck, like you say. And so I don't really have questions, except for, I don't know if you remember that poor man that flew the Cessna airplane on North 183 in Austin and crashed into the IRS building. If he would have only known about...
Hold on, Mike. Or if you have no questions, let me take the quick callers that have questions, because two of them hung up because the questions are taking too long. Let me get those guys. But listen, I want to tell you, Frank, earlier, you're right. We're cut from the same cloth. You know, we were both at a very young age. We were educated about lack of freedom and our rights by wise men. This guy and my father taught me about these things. So, yes... Call us. We're going to get you a bunch of brochures of us. Go out there in front of the Whole Foods, nice supermarkets. Just say, hey, you stop filing income tax legally, safely, restore freedom. You know, come up with your own slogan, you know, and have it up in your hand.
Thank you, Paymon. Hey, thank you very much, Paymon.
There's no charge. So just like JC, we send you these brochures at no charge and go have fun. You know, and there's going to be people like you and me out there, like JC out there. Who are looking for someone like us to say, oh, this is interesting. You know, amongst all the people that are afraid, right? That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I'll go as gung-ho as I can go.
That sounds waiting on, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Damon. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, my friend. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We have more callers. On the to get questions answered, we have a caller from area code right now, 586 caller. You're live with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name. how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hello, Dave here, and I don't really recall how I found out about you. It must have been on YouTube or something like that, but, you know, just a quick background, as quick as I can put it in a nutshell. Back in 2003, I became an independent contractor for my, you know, doing web design and such, and I saved and saved money, put money aside because I knew I'd have to file and pay my taxes. I had like $7,000 saved up, thinking to myself that, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to have a good portion of that left over. And CPA came back and the bill was $7,000. So I was broke again. And that just peed me off to no end. And it was right then in 04 when I watched the movie America, Freedom to Fascism with Aaron Russo and all the people the previous caller was talking about. And I just made my decision. I said, I'm done. So I haven't filed since then. I've never been officially come after. And I know I did receive some letters over the years, but they appeared to be from collection agencies. Now, my question is, recently I've been getting some text messages from these sketchy-sounding organizations talking about my back taxes and that how they can save me all the money, they can wipe out my debt if I just sign up with them. And I want to know, this is probably most likely a scam, is it? And does it even represent the IRS?
I don't know. They don't reference the IRS, that's for sure. They don't call. And these people either can be scammers trying to in two kind of scams. One is that they threaten you to give them some money. Otherwise, you know, they're going to come after you, pretend to be IRS. And sometimes these are phony accountants that they claim they can help you. But all they do is have you fill out back tax returns. So you confess on the oath that you owe the IRS money. And then that's all they do. And they say, oh, you can qualify for a payment plan, maybe. No. Why would you want to do that? They cannot help you. They just make you slave. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was about it. And just a side note, I was dating a woman who, when she found out that I hadn't been filing, was very disappointed in me. And she believes in doing things by the book. So she directed me toward that Dave Ramsey guy, and he referred me to a local accountant. Well, when I called this dude, he was trying to get me to file for like 20 years back. He wanted me to go all the way back, and it was going to cost like an ungodly amount of money. And I just decided against it. I was like, there's no way, and she's not worth it.
Exactly. And the guy was making more money. The more tax returns he has, you can file those confession forms, the more you have to pay him.
Right.
Like, you smart guy. Wait, him a fool? 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
Wait, come on.
Even the IRS doesn't care for anything, I guess, except maybe the last 3-4 years. Even the IRS. But the CVs, a bunch of thieves.
Yeah, I told him, I said, I thought you could only go back so many years. And he goes, oh, no, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you, and we're going to have to file years. I'm like, no way.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to come after you. You better take the vaccine right now. Take the jab now. You'll die of corona. Take the jab right now. That's what they are. Exactly. All right, cool.
I really like to see your message get out to a lot more people, too. And being that I do, web design and such, if there's an opportunity to do any affiliate work or you know, like become a partner in marketing, I'd be happy to jump on board.
You can still be affiliate marketers, guys. Every one of you call them. We give you, your private 7-digit number if you want to put on these brochures on the social media. You can put the link on there, do your email to your people, post on social media everywhere. Absolutely. Every one of you. Okay. Should be a modern-day Paul Revere. We want to work with you on that. Call for your muscle, Dave, and tell him that we'll help you on that. No problem.
That sounds great, Simon.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you and your work. There was one other thing I just wanted to say real quick. I remember when I was watching that America Freedom Fascism movie, everybody in it kept saying, there is no law. There is no law. But they never really explained why there isn't a law. And the way that you've explained it, based on the definition of terms,
in the back of the code book for the statute for the federal income tax. Now it all makes sense to me. Why couldn't they address that in that movie? Right.
I tell you why. The reason why it couldn't be, that's a good question, because back then in the 1990s and early 2000 years, you had to go to a law library to physically get, find the right law book you're looking for, know how to do that. It's an art by itself. Open up the right page, how to do that. It's an art by itself. And then read the law, pay 15 cents a copy for the copy machine at the law library.
Right.
Then the next thing you refer to, same process all over, read it all, and then you have to put your house in your folder, and on the folder tab, write what's about in short notes for future use. It was just too cumbersome to do that. But now, you know, since for the last, amount of 5 years, more and more laws become available for free online. Now you can easily just go in and click, 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 find it right there, connect the dots.
Right.
That is the importance of internet to our freedoms. It's a new game.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I remember even Dylan Larkin didn't even explain it that way, and he had some long-winded videos. So it's like, as simple as the definition of terms for the statute is like, U.S. citizen. You can work in D.C. or you work for the federal government. Otherwise, you don't have to file. I love that.
Work for the federal government in D.C., by the way. Even the federal workers outside D.C. don't have to pay tax. In D.C., workers have to do that.
Right.
So good. Well, listen, Dave, I'm looking forward to working with you, my friend, all of you, and get the word out there. We're going to overwhelm these guys with the truth. As American people, we hear it again and again from different sources saying, I heard about this. That's how these movements go, folks. I think Charlie Kirk built that. Well, he had big money. Well, we don't have big money, but we have numbers. The more we put our funds together as Restore Freedom Plan members, we can do all this. How do you think I printed all these brochures? The postage from Restore Freedom Plan members' money. That may make it happen.
Yeah.
So we want to do that. Let's keep going.
Okay, right, I'll give you a call on your business line.
Yeah, call my office to help anybody. Talk to them. They'll take you every day, okay?
Sounds good, Freeman. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have two more callers. One is anonymous number. The other one is area code 531. So let's go to the anonymous caller first, and then the 531 area code caller. 531 caller, give me your first name. Anonymous caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman. I haven't talked to you in, years. I've known about Freedom Law School since about 1996 or somewhere around there.
Really?
I haven't filed since. I remember when Sherry Peel Jackson, such a sweet lady, was before she got arrested. And I just walked up to her and said, I can't believe you guys. And the same thing like the gentleman that just spoke before me. When they said, because I asked Joe Bannister, I asked Sherry Peel, Larkin Rose, and all these people, they think Larkin was a little bit long-winded. He still is to this day. And all the other people that, like the airline pilot that was, there and stuff. I met all these people. Russo, the gentleman with the 16th Amendment, the law that never was. And it is a little confusing for most Americans to understand. But when you logically think about it, when they said there is no law, Joe Bannister used to say the same thing. When they went after him, there is no law because it's true. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't say, what they should have said, is like what you say, there is no law that pertains to a big majority, probably all, mostly all of Americans. That's what they probably should have ended it with. I just added that myself when Sherry was talking. And, after she was done, I was like, Sherry, are you telling me if I don't file? And she said, but back in 96, I don't know if we knew this, but back in 96, 97, something happened with the computers. So those of us that didn't file back in 97, I don't even think we exist. Because I've never gotten a letter from them ever. And if I did, I would send it back. It was a process of returning the sender and, you know, having them to, you know, oops, I opened it by accident. You know, I did that type of stuff, and it never really bothered me. But, yeah, so I just wanted to touch on that. I don't want to take up too much of your time. But one of the things that that I've
What's
been,
your name, by the way? What was your name?
Tony.
Tony, go ahead. Uh-huh.
And I've heard, like I said, I met you a long time ago. You won't remember, but it was back in '90s. You were just getting started, too. Like, you were just coming up, and I was like, oh, wow. Because I remember you were saying that your parents, you came from...
Iran.
Right? Yeah, Iran. And I was like, oh, wow, look at this. A man from Iran, a family from Iran, is fighting harder for our rights than most Americans. You know, most Americans just lay down and they just go ahead and let me lick your boot. I'm not a lick a boot type of guy. You know, so, you know, for years, I've just done my stuff. I, you know, manage real estate. I'm very good at that. And, you know, and that, like, just very here, at least recently, I was able, thank God, to save up some money. And now I want to buy business, you know, buy business. People are starting to retire and stuff. So I started a business, buying businesses. So I'm looking at a business now. I'm actually looking at three of them, but then I started saying to myself, well, how the hell am I going to put this together? Because I don't file. And if they ask me for a socialist number, I'll be like, what's that? You know, I just play, what's that? I don't have one of those things. Oh, you weren't given one? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom. She told me I was born this day, but I don't know that for sure. I wouldn't know. How would I know? There's no sworn testimony. You know, so I go down that road. And they look at me like, yeah, I could say you're this, but how do I have the proof? Unless I have sworn testimony. Mm-hmm. It's like getting a traffic ticket. You see what I'm saying? But I don't want to get that deep because I do. A cop pulls me over, he just leaves me alone. But, you know, I was asking this question because I'm looking at this company. There's 14 people that work for this. 14 people that work for this company. The man wants to retire. And I had the broker to deal with and their attorneys. So I'm just thinking, you know, if you were in my shoes, how would you approach this? So I'm trying to do owner financing. So there's none of this other crap that I have to, you know, no SBA loans, none of that stuff. And if he accepts that, I'll be great. But if he doesn't accept it, then I have somebody that's going to do the SBA part and not just cut him into the deal. But how would I do that, like, with these people so I don't have to have a CPA and all this crap? Because that's what I don't want. I don't want to deal with a CPA. But there's 14 people that work there, and I don't want them to quit on me, because if they quit on me, then there goes the business. You know what I mean? Your employees are your business.
So you buying his business, why would he need your SS number to begin with?
Well, no, I wouldn't give him my SS number to buy. They don't ask that, but because I buy through trust. So I use trust to buy. So, and it's kind of funny how when you come at him, it's like such and such holding trust. Like, they just look at you like, it's totally legal. They'll go to their attorneys like, I never heard anybody buy through a trust. Well, it's totally legal. And then, you know, that's not the issue. If the issue is once I get to that part where we're getting to the ending, where we're going to go to close, and now these people that are, you know, I have this extra money I got to pay out for, you know, Social Security income and, you know, unemployment and, you know, income taxes. And I don't want to deal with all that mess. And that's what I'm saying. Like, how could I handle that? Where, you know, these people, look, we're going to send, I didn't know, I just know, do I put them on 1099 or not even 1099, I don't want to deal with that either. But, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like, I want to buy this company, but I don't want to have to deal with, there was a gentleman by the name of Dixon Canning. So now you know I'm going way back. You know who Dixon Canning was?
Of course, yes. Okay. Yes.
I feel really bad. I might get emotional. I feel really bad for that man. I sent him money and I wrote to him and I went to go see him, and I thanked him like a million times. I prayed for him. And a lot of people don't even know who Dixon Cannon is. And they're like, who's that? Well, you know, that man was a man's man. Was not afraid. He fought, and lost everything. But so I don't want to end up like, you know, I don't want to end up like that, you know, where my people would lose their jobs. And you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to avoid. And that's why I said, you know what? Look at this. I turn on the TV and pay him his interest rate. Still on there. I said, let me call him up. I haven't talked to him in a long time. But now that I'm getting, I'm looking at two or three. I figured if I can get top line revenues, somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 million with an SDE of about maybe three. I'm good. I won't buy no more. I'm done. And just that'll be enough to leave, you know, get a camper, nice little 51 footer, and just sell my house. Because I'm like what you said to the other person, why would you want to buy a house? I agree with you 100%. Telling my wife, we're going to sell the house. I'm buying a camper, you know, mobile, a nice one. I'm not buying a piece of crap. Mm-hmm. I want to get like a little 42, 51 footer and live in that. And, you know, just me, her, and the dog. And I have my rentals, my one rental, which is in, you know, it's not my name, but we'll take care of that later. But that's just one of the things that I just, I wonder what they need to tell me to do. If I wanted to buy a company, two or three companies already established, and do it where they have employees, but I don't want to end up at this addiction cannon story, if you know what I mean.
Well, then why haven't you joined our Restore Freedom Plan already, Tony?
The what? Oh, you're...
Why haven't you joined our Restore Freedom Plan? That's what's about. It's about people like you and Dixon Cannon. Everybody get together and then pool fund so we have enough legal skills and money to protect every single one of us like you. That's what the solution is, brother. Have you seen that?
Yeah, because I was on your website a long time ago, you know, since I've been doing my own thing and I didn't have employees. Everybody, when I had my construction company, you know, they were mostly, a lot of the guys were Mexican, they were illegal, and I didn't care about that. Hey, man, you're working, you're not stealing from me, good. You're a good guy. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these people that's, I'll send them all back. If they're criminals, send their ass back. But if they're here and they're working and they're paying their share and they're not stealing from nobody, I leave that man alone. I leave me. And I'll even hire him. You know, and I pay him a fair wage. Pay him 20. I was paying my guys $20 an hour. And we were all eating, you know, but then they were off the boat. So it didn't bother me. I didn't care. I didn't have to deal with all that crap. But now, since I've gotten out of that and I've sold that off, I left one of the guys who actually finally went and got his papers. I signed everything over to him. And he took that construction company over, and I wanted to look at these two companies just to have something to live the rest of my life and hand it off to my kid after I'm gone, you know. So, yeah, I never really had the reason. But, I'll definitely go in there and I'll look on your website. And but I still was trying to think, how do I do that? So I know I could go in and buy it with a trust, but I still have
to deal with it. Here's the thing. Tony, listen to me. It's easy. When you join Restore Freedom Plan, you get unlimited consultation included.
Okay.
For things like this, with the IRS, for potential or third parties dealing with all stuff, that my people, if they cannot handle your question, it comes up to me myself privately.
Okay.
I'll take care of that for you. So, but we got to sit down. Your case is not a normal everyday type of thing, obviously.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what we gotta do it that way. Just join the Restore Freedom Plan right away, and let's go on the phone and take care of everything for you, brother.
All right. Is that like a monthly or yearly thing that you do, or?
It's a yearly thing. Your membership is 30% of what you would have otherwise if you filed, pay the IRS. So if you would file and pay IRS $10,000, don't. Keep seven of that $10,000, contribute $3,000 to Restore Freedom Plan, and you 100% get unlimited consultation, unlimited work done for you, unlimited protection.
Okay. Hey, can't beat that. And plus, you're giving towards the next guy too, so it's sort of like one hand washes the other.
And your funds is going to Restore Freedom. That's where you're buying some cannon to support his fight, which is your fight. So you're doing the same here, but that's what it's all about. That's why our brochures are printed out. It was not by my money; it was you guys' money.
Yeah,
and the postage paid to get out. It's not my money; it's you guys' money. You guys are the one making it happen. They got to bring you all together. That's all.
Good, good, good. I have a website I'm not using, but I think I'm going to put together so it goes to your website.
Become one of my affiliates and get paid.
Okay.
You can get paid for referring people to us. Every one of you, you become a member, people join because of your activity of reaching people. The person's first membership, half of that goes to you to acknowledge and thank you for exposing the truth to American people, giving them opportunity to be free, to have choices in their lives.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I really do. I kind of thought you're that welcome. The question was going to be a little bit, yeah, maybe not good for the call, but I figured what the heck, I'll just call and ask anyway.
There you go.
There all right, go. Friend. God bless you, brother. I appreciate
right,
you.
Man. You're all right. You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for calling. All right. Okay. Then we have one more caller right now from area code 531. Okay, but before I do that, let me announce the caller number if you have a question. To be added to the list of callers, the number to call is area code 424-552-1299. And you press 1 on your telephone keypad. 424-552-1299 to be next on the Freedom Hour after the 531 area code caller. So you're live right now, my friend, from area code 531. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Kerry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Say it again. How do you spell your name?
My name is Gary, G-A-R-Y.
Oh, Gary, yes, my friend. And how did you hear about us, Gary?
A friend of mine told me about you, and I was really intrigued by watching some of your videos, and I had some curious questions for me that I talked to George today about, and he said you need to get on the call tonight and talk to Heyman about it. And I'm really excited about being able to talk to you, first of all.
I'm happy to answer your question, my friend.
Okay, my question is this. About 4 years ago, I had some problems with my knees, and they went out on me. So I had to get knee surgery, and they've been really, really bothering me, and I couldn't actually work. So I went on Social Security, all right? Well, when I went on Social Security, everything was great, except I was supplementing my income by doing clinical trials. Well, when I did those clinical trials, it was all great with nobody messing with you, but I didn't file taxes on that money, and I haven't. I haven't filed taxes for probably 7 to 8 years, and now I'm now getting letters from them saying that they want me to release information to them in response to these situations. I guess my question to you is, should I pay attention to that and send it in, or just ignore it and figure out what I can do with Freedom Law School as far as, you know, paying the taxes on that income that, as we know, was slave labor and shouldn't be paid taxed on?
I'm not sure what letters you got and your background of your situation to give you a more accurate answer. Okay? Generally speaking, I'll say, yeah, you probably don't have to do nothing. That 7 to 8 years ago type of thing is irrelevant to what's going on today. Okay, but I cannot tell you that for sure. Okay, without seeing those letters you're talking about. So I gotta see those, I'll give you a more exact answer that's not mistaken.
All right. So what's the best thing for me to do at this point when they want answers from me in regards to my substantial income, the SSI, they wanted they sent me a letter saying that I needed to send a letter to release information to find out what, when, why, and how of my income is what I got. Does that make sense?
No. You know, when it comes to letters, I need to see them because too often people tell me, oh, I got this letter or that letter, and they misinterpret the letter on the phone when they tell me what it is. And then I give them bad advice. No, I can't take that risk of giving you bad advice. I got to see the letter that you got first. So you can all send the Freedom Law School up to 10 pages of documents. I will review them at no charge at the Freedom Hour. Make sure you send it to us and call that we get it and let them know it's for the Freedom Hour. You got to orally call follow-up. Our number is 813-444-4800. Okay. So by doing that, then we can You know, I can look at it and say, what's going on, give you a proper answer. But not that, I'd be doing too much gas work, my friend. So can you send us the paperwork and call back next week?
I can do that. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I understand you can't, a lot of things. You have to see factual stuff before you can make a decision on where we're at. I'm just glad that I can, you know, be able to find somebody that's like you. Freedom is something that we really need. And, to, you know, like the guy said, man, he had to pay $7,000. That's all he had. That's what happens when you, you know, you start out or things happen. But anyway, irregardless of all that, thank you for taking my call. And you're doing a fabulous job. Keep it up, and I will send it in.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the support and kindness. Thank you again for your freedom works and supporting our cause. We have one more call now from area code 510. 510 caller, you're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. This is Charles from California. I've called you several times before. Heard about you on, I think the latest one was Flyover Conservative. But other things like, I forgot the name of the other guy, Peter or something. Anyway, so I've been listening to you, I've called a few times, and my understanding is, okay, I live in California. If you don't pay federal tax, you should at least pay the state taxes because of how aggressive they are. So here's my question. Will e-filing the state tax returns expose me to any kind of federal tax liability? And I tell you why.
Potentially, it's possible, but extremely unlikely. The state and the IRS states that don't work closely together.
Right. I tell you what happened is the tax preparer, last time I filed it myself. This time I went tax preparer, which she ended up getting me some more money than I would have gotten had I done it myself. But she mentioned to me, you know, she did it for me, but she says, you know, be careful about not filing federal taxes. She knows a guy who owns a business, and because he filed the state, but he didn't file the Fed, they froze his account. And he had to find money elsewhere to pay in order to release it so he could get his money unfrozen. So now I think I had mentioned that I work for the state of California. Now the fact that I work for the state, will that expose me to having my account frozen if I do not pay the federal tax? Because I'm on board with what you're saying, and I'm part of it. I haven't paid since I think mid-23. So, but when she mentioned that to me, I was a little concerned. I was like, you know, well, because I work for the state and I'm e-filing, is that going to send off flags and expose me more and have my accounts frozen?
I never heard of that being an issue. I've potentially, theoretically, it could be, but I've never heard of anybody filing the state and the IRS coming after them because they don't work together. They can't even get work with themselves inside the agencies, not to mention work with the foreign governments. They are foreign to each other. California is a separate government than the federal government in D.C. And no, it's extremely unlikely for that to ever happen.
Well, I'm about to meet with her to pay her for her services, but I also want to tell her I'm going to decline. I'm going to stay exempt because I am... how should I go about explaining to her what I'm trying to do here?
I'm sorry, say it again, please. What are you trying to do?
Yeah, how I'm going to meet with her to pay her for her services, but she's going to ask about the federal taxes, why I'm not paying and all that. How should I approach it? Should I just say straight up?
Give it our website. Give it our brochure. Say, hey, because there's no law requiring me to. If I'm wrong, here we go. This guy gives you $50,000. Where's the law requiring me to do so? Folks, you can be a servant about the truth. Why do you shy away from it? Just because the person is CPA or accountant, tell them the truth. Expose it to them.
Am I at risk?
What do you got to lose?
Am I at risk of the preparer turning me over to the feds to kind of put a target on me? Is that something I should be concerned about? She didn't say that.
You know, you should be as much concerned as that as you get in the car every day. You should be concerned, like, dying a car accident. You could die in a car accident tomorrow. About 50,000 people die in car accidents in America. Well, does that mean you never get in the car?
No.
Of course not. You know, sit here. Potentially, you could die in a car accident. Potentially, when she contacts the IRS, IRS takes her seriously. But extremely, extremely, extremely unlikely.
Okay, let's go there. Let's say in the extreme unlikely case, I'm a target. There are several letters I will receive before I get the, I guess it's, you call it notice of deficiency, or the one you have to respond to. Correct? I mean, some time.
Not necessarily. They don't come up to not file. I guess it hardly ever still. But I've seen them, they just came straight out with the notice of deficiency. So they don't have to do that. I usually send you a letter or two, but not necessarily.
Right. So until you get the letter, then you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you want to not to worry 100%, join the Restore Freedom Plan. And you'll be protected 100%. No worries.
Right, right. Okay. I believe that's it. Yeah, I'm not a member yet. But yeah, I want to, you know, so at some point, yeah, I do want to feel a little bit comfortable with what's going on here. You know, I'm all the way in California, so I don't know if you guys would have to come up all the way over here to represent me or how that works.
It's all paperwork, my friend. No need for me to fly out there. It's all paperwork.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So,
see, they don't want, the government doesn't want these face-to-face hearings. It's too expensive for them. So he won't get it. It's all in writing. Just about everything in writing.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it. I already sent my petition letters to the politicians here, and you know, five responded. The other four, I'm still waiting on. So. I mean, I feel like I'm breaking the law, because really what I'm doing is I'm doing what you said. You're questioning the fact that we don't have to pay, and if you can show me where I have to pay, then I'm happy to pay my fair share. So
yeah.
That's where we are. But politics here is so upside down and crazy now, I don't even think they even have time to look at those things.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to... strong. She got me a little rattled there, but she got me.
Yeah, these accountants, they're pretending to know the law, and it's scary. It's good business for them. You heard the other caller that went to somebody, Tony, said the accountant told him, you got to file back for 20 years, otherwise the IRS will come after you. What? You gotta be kidding me. The IRS doesn't want even more than 3-4 years at most. You know, so yeah, these guys make money. Remember, accountants, CPAs, preparers make money by putting the rope around your neck and yeah. Giving it to the IRS. Of course, they're going to shoot their foot. Some of them are honest. I've come across tax preparers, and the guy said, tell me more. You know, and another tax preparer, read his face like, no, you got to be kidding me. You're going to destroy my business. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. You know, well, the first guy said, I'll do something else. I'll go back to farming or something. He didn't care. He won't do the right thing, which is very, very admirable. But a lot of them, unfortunately, are there just for a good, easy money.
Yeah. No, I hear your voice in my head saying, yeah, leave the communist state of California, and then I want to, but, you know, it's not as easy when you have family here, especially young ones coming up and they're making roots and everything. So
Do you have children?
I do have adult children, yes. And, you know, my wife is not going to want to leave them, you know, because then she'd be far from the grandkids and all that. So I'm kind of stuck in that kind of dilemma.
Yeah. You got to help them move. The way you do that is bring them for vacation to Florida. Let them see how beautiful it is, how affordable it is. Take them to SeaWorld, take them to Tampa area beaches, you know, St. Petersburg Beach, Clearwater. Yeah, definitely see Florida beaches, like Sarasota beaches are amazing. Beautiful white sand, powdery, with warm water. You can see fish swimming next to your legs. You know, they see that and how much it costs. You got to let them come see it, smell, taste it. So spend your money right now, bring them to Florida vacation. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Then they're going to say, let's go. But then they're going to say, gee, but it costs so much. Say, well, I can handle that because housing is so much less expensive. Right?
All right.
You're going to take equity in California, buy a mansion out here.
Yeah, I'm too old.
You know, it's relative to, you can get a nice house and have plenty of that left over after you take home equity out of the California home you got out there, right? You got a home house, I suppose. You've been there for many years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Just go do that. You know, I live in Brooksville, Florida. Go to homes for sale in Brooksville, Florida. It comes up, or Tampa area, and see how much it costs. I live in Brooksville, right? So you get yourself an idea. Like, wow, I could... you know, have a house so affordable, I have lots of money left over.
Yeah, yeah. And you and I talked about the equity on the house and everything. We shouldn't have to pay the Fed the equity, you know, on the property too. So we got to talk about it when the time comes.
Yeah. Well, take care of your family first. Show them around Florida vacation maybe this Christmas. Or Thanksgiving, okay, definitely go SeaWorld and see the beaches. Definitely the beaches of Florida, the Tampa area, Sarasota area, let them see the beaches, okay? You don't see homelessness in the beaches of St. Petersburg or Sarasota beaches. Where's the homeless? As opposed to California, right? Where's the homeless?
Buying tax money that I'm plowing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Charles. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have two more callers right now. One from area code 808 and another one from area code 512. 808 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Yes?
Okay, hi. My name's Gigi, G-I-G-I. I saw you on the Kim Iverson show a while back. Can you hear me?
Yes. C-D-C-I-D-I?
Gigi, G-I-G-I, Gigi.
Oh, G-I-G-I, Gigi, gotcha. Okay, Gigi, go ahead. And let me help you.
Yeah, so I just started researching this again, and I was looking at Reddit threads, and which are not very kind to you, by the way. But on one of the threads, it had a link to an IRS.gov document that basically said the truth about frivolous tax arguments. I can't interpret everything that's being said. I could kind of discern some of the arguments about a U.S. citizen or federal workers or what's constituted as income were being refuted in the IRS.gov document. And I was wondering if you guys are familiar with the document and if you have some sort of information regarding that, because obviously you read that, it's very official, it's irs.gov, they have case law within that document. So I was just curious your thoughts on that.
Well, the IRS has a page to make sure that you remain a slave. Okay, whether the argument is good or bad. You know, there's a lot of pieces of mythologies out there, a lot of misinformation out there that is true. You know, there are nonsense. But what Freedom Law School teaches is all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. IRS 1044, instruction at IRS.gov. Laws that's published by Congress at uscode.house.gov. Code of Federal Regulations, U.S. Treasury Regulations at CFR.org. And U.S. Supreme Court cases. So, bottom line is, the IRS does not make law. Congress makes federal laws. States have their own state laws. So, IRS can't have their opinion if they want to, but that doesn't make it a law. Okay? So, so basically, an IRS says on their website for the agents that the law is published by Congress and as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the IRS does not accept anything as law except what the law says or what the U.S. Supreme Court says. Well, I agree with the IRS. So they can ignore all these lower-level court cases that the IRS has on their website, just like IRS does. And our website, we only rely on those very highest direct sources of the law. Federal tax laws are published by Congress and U.S. Supreme Court. All right?
So if I'm looking through that and it says relevant case law, how do I know if it's relevant or irrelevant?
Well, as the IRS says in the Internal Revenue Manual of the IRS, it's Bible for its own employees to follow. Lower level cases below Supreme Court level are only law for that person and only in that case. They're not law for anybody else. IRS says, we don't accept that for anybody, IRS to take that, accept that, because some courts said that with some other people. We just reject that. They said, no, we're only going to go only by the U.S. Supreme Court and laws as published by Congress. I say, let's do the same thing as the IRS says. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Gigi. But, Gigi, what you want to do is this. Read our step one of the law. The video's there. Okay. Watch them. The brochure that we have on our web, on step one of the law. Okay. You can download it or we mail it to you at no charge. Read it. It's right there. The law is there for you to follow.
Which one?
On our website, freedomlawschool.org, seven mm-hmm. steps to free yourself of the IRS, deception.
Yes.
Okay. Have you studied the videos on level one, on step one on the law? Have you watched those videos?
I've watched a lot of videos. I don't think I've watched those ones, though. No.
That's what you want to watch.
Okay.
Okay. It's step one. Okay, that is key. That's where you see the law from, the direct sources of U.S. government laws.
Okay. I will watch those. Thank you very much. I'm excited
you're
I
welcome,
got through.
Gigi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Yes, everybody. I tell everybody, follow the law. Okay, I'm going to give it to you directly from the government's own official legal websites. How can you get better than that? Attorneys, CPAs, accountants, they all may have their opinion, but they could be wrong. Even lower courts could be wrong. But the statutes, the federal tax laws, directly there, Supreme Court, you can go wrong there. All right, let's see now. We got, I think... caller now from area code 512 coming up. 512 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question.
Hello, my name is Debbie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Debbie.
Okay. I heard about you on Man in America, from Man in America interview. And I kind of put everything on the back burner and just kind of, I want to give you an update of what's going on with me because I'm kind of in fear right now about the IRS. I have not filed since 2018. I work two jobs. I'm self-employed realtor, so kind of a boutique realtor. Occasionally I'll make, you know, a $20,000 deal, and then I won't, you know, for several months. But I also have hourly wage. I work for Ace Hardware, and they take my taxes out. I'm also 70, and I'm on Social Security monthly. But over 10 years ago, the IRS froze my bank account because I owed them, like, they said $65,000. And I set up payments at that time, and I paid them and paid them and paid them for several years. And then the last $10,000 of it got wiped out by the 10-year statute of limitations. I think that was it. And so now what's happening, because I haven't filed my taxes, I'm getting a phone call every day. And I don't know who it is. They say, oh, you know, we have a program. You're on the list. I've been assigned to you. One of them even left me a message. I'm filing against you. You know, it feels like harassment. So I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm concerned. I don't want to file my income tax. I've studied it. It is unconstitutional. But I also don't want to. I'm not sure what to do, Peyton. I'm just not sure. So I'm asking you, what should I do about them calling me all the time? Should I file my income tax?
You don't have any my income tax. There is no my income tax. That's number one. You have to educate yourself about that. There's no talk like there's no my income tax. Like you owe it. You don't. You're self-thinking that way. You don't owe the income tax to begin with at all. Number two, look, that's why I created the Restore Freedom Plan. One reason was exactly what you just said. By y'all becoming a member and paying only 30% of what you would have paid the IRS, you get to keep the 70%. You get to protect each other 100%. You will not go to prison. We'll mail out your petition to Congress for you about the law. You get unlimited consultation, unlimited help. Okay, anything about the IRS-related issues, we're always here to answer questions for you, and any responses, we will write them for you to print and mail out. And you will not go to prison. And if they ever take your money, despite everything we've done for you, they take your money, $10,000 or a million, whatever. We will, from our funds, reimburse you everything IRS took from you.
Okay.
So
in order to get your help, I have to become a member, and it's sort of, I have to pay you, some sort of reciprocity thing. Okay. Well, in the meantime, should I absolutely not accept a call from any of these? I mean, I've kind of been tempted to, you know, but I have not accepted a call. I have unknown callers silenced on my phone, so they never can get through to me. But they can still leave me a message, and they are leaving them. And they're saying, oh, you qualify for help. You qualify for, you know, this.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what would you do with me?
What would I do? I get calls and every day, average of 1.5 to 2 calls a day about I qualify for the loan program to consolidate my debt. You get those too?
Maybe that's it. But it seems like I'm getting calls from two different things. One of them is like, oh, you know, see, you haven't filed. Nah, there's a program to help you, and you can get out for probably very little. You know, they're leaving me voicemails. And,
Me too. Yeah, so I just delete them.
Yeah, I do too. I don't talk to them.
There you go.
But what should I expect if I don't? Okay, here's the deal. If I don't do anything, are they going to go? Because they froze my bank account years ago, and I don't have that much money. I mean, if I am not going to file my income tax, are they going to go freeze my bank account?
Well, no, it's not that simple and that quick. Okay, no, they don't just go freeze your bank account if you don't challenge them. When they send letters to you that are required to send that, like no deficiencies, then they eventually go take your bank account, yes. But if you challenge them properly like we do, they don't. You have to go through the challenge and you lose, and they eventually they may be able to do that. But you would not be surprised, you know, by the way, advance, and as a Restore Freedom Plan member, you protect it. They take your money, we'll give that money to you, that they took reimbursement from our funds. And your membership, okay, much money could be as low as $2,000 per year. And you'd be worry-free.
For your plan?
The minimum membership is $2,000. It's 30% of what you would have otherwise paid the IRS.
Well, I don't know what, okay, I would have paid them. I you know, like I have two jobs. I'm paying them on the one job. They're getting it every day. Every week or two, every paycheck they take money out, which I heard some previous calls about that, so I won't go into that. But, you know, over the past few years since 2018, I've made, you know, considerable amount chunks of money at a time, you know, like $25,000 or $30,000, and then I won't make it for months again, you know. I just think it's horrible. I just, you know, I don't even know what 30% of, I don't know what I owe.
All you got to do is, baby, hold on. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. On top of the page, okay, you'll see application on the top center. Click on the application at the top center of our website, okay? The calculator comes up. You agree to the terms, you click on agree, and fill out and ask a few short questions. It'll tell you how much your membership is. Very short, simple.
Okay. All right.
Okay? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 questions for most people. Like, you answer it, and that's it. Each year got a separate number. And you'll be protected, and don't worry about all that, Debbie. You'll be free, hon.
Well, I think I should be, but, you know, and I'm a Christian, too, so I've been praying about this, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I get to Caesar? What is Caesar's? Is this really Caesar's? You know, my inner gut tells me, well, I know that it's wrong what they're doing. And then when I think that I'm paying taxes and they're giving it to Ukraine and they're giving it to all these just horrible deep state agendas, it's infuriating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, I will do that.
Very good. Yeah. Right. Thanks for calling. And Debbie, you know, don't be afraid. Education is, they will help you give you peace of mind. And we're here to help you and everybody else, you know, back each other. Folks, it's about all of you. Imagine all of you joining the Restore Freedom Plan. Y'all will be backing each other up. It's just all you all spokes. Feel all the center of the wheel, but y'all the spokes to put it together. The more of you join, the stronger the wheel gets. Because I provide the framework. I'm also the center and provide the frame of the wheel. But you guys all, each of you, the more we join each hand with each other as spokes, the stronger we all together. Okay? So thank you for calling out. I appreciate that. You called, Debbie. All right, let's now go to, we have two callers waiting in line. One from area code 630 and another one from area code 702. So, and another one, two from America, 630, okay. So let's see. Let's take right now 630216, please, caller. Let's take that caller first before we go to the other callers. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Peyton. My name is Alexander, and I heard about you through another website, probably Joe Bannister at some point. And nice to hear you and your call again. My question is, and someone, the previous caller kind of mentioned it, so I kind of got an answer, but I just wanted to bring it up again because I want a little clarity on it. Is how do you, as I start to listen to some of these calls, you know, some people do get their bank accounts frozen. How do you avoid that in the first place preventatively? Is it just like, do you just put your funds? I mean, we live in an electronic age, so it's not putting cash under a couch, right? I mean, that can't be a solution. But if you have your money in a Schwab account or a Chase JP Morgan or a Wells Fargo, I mean, that's under the, you know, under the web of how the IRS works. So if they want to shut it down, they will. Right? I mean, how do you avoid that entirely besides just, I mean, yes, join the plan, obviously, but what else, if anything, can you do to avoid that?
Well, the IRS can take your money right now to file their
They can't. Okay, so
because if they file there, they audit you. You don't have money to pay some attorney to defend your case in tax court. Well, do it yourself. You lose, and they take your stuff.
Right.
So filing doesn't protect you at all. It's the opposite, because now you put the burden of proof on yourself, and the IRS can challenge your deduction. This is make you prove it. You have the burden of proof. And eventually, when you can't do it, they come take your stuff. So filing does not solve the problem. It actually makes it worse.
Right.
Like a 1044 is a rope. They deceive you to put around your own neck, hand it to the IRS to pull down, to hang you. So that's right. The first thing to realize is not the answer of the television, the media, the CPAs, accountants. They tell you, no, it's the opposite of what they tell you. That's the first thing you got to recognize, okay? So not filing is the best thing, and you can have your money in wherever you want. You don't need to hide it. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Leave 99% of non-filers plus a loan. And if you want to be extra sure, listen, that's what I created Restore Fit Plan. You and Debbie, the last caller, these other callers, y'all calling all worried. Well, okay. There's a thing called numbers. There's protection in numbers. Y'all join the Restore Fit Plan, pitching a little bit in there. Any one of you, 30%, which otherwise pay the IRS every year, pitch it toward yourself, your freedom, your safety, and restoring freedom in America. Now, they cannot come after all of you because there's over 80 million non-filers, people who don't file 1040 every year, according to IRS's own best estimates. Mm. You have only 20 U.S. tax court judges. Cannot physically handle coming after all these millions of non-filers, 80 million plus year by year. They just can't leave you alone. But in case they do mess with, yeah. With the numbers, you're the unlucky one. They come, we do everything we can. We take your tax court. They take your money eventually. Whatever they take from you, 10,000, 10 million, we'll reimburse the money to you. You have no risk. You know another better way out there? Let me know. But Freedom Law School is the only one that can offer that, because doing the right thing is outlined by founding fathers. Together for freedom. If it wasn't for patriots like you coming together, like George Washington, Ben Franklin, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, all these guys, we would not have our freedoms we have today. We'd be like Canadians. Okay, who are a socialist nation now. Okay? So, but we got to do this and come together, and you should be fine, my friend. Just go to freedomlaws.org. The calculator is there. And we got to do membership, fill out the application, join. Peace of mind. Go on, enjoy it. You shouldn't have to worry about your life with your monies. Put it in stocks, real estate, gold, whatever you want to do, it's up to you.
Okay.
and like, the question? You can still buy assets. You know what? I kind of already asked this question before, but you can buy assets. Like gold, for example, this is an asset that to me doesn't seem like it's in any way involved in anybody. I mean, you just literally you could buy. I don't know if people actually do it these days, but you could buy gold, physical gold, and lug that around with you. I don't know if people really do that. I think they buy digital gold, or they buy a paper that says they stored it somewhere. But is that the, kind of like the really the best way to? I mean, when you're buying assets, I mean, is that really the only common sense will do it these days? Or yeah, you're buying stocks, but then you're getting involved in the web of government and assets that are potentially seizable or even seeable.
Hold on. Let me help you with that. Buy whatever you want to buy. The IRS cannot just take your stuff. The reason that myth exists. It's because accountants, CPAs do not know tax law. They cannot take it to the U.S. tax to challenge the IRS for tax proposals. So they don't.
Okay.
If you don't challenge the IRS, you lose by default.
Right.
Soon thereafter, the IRS will come after your money. But if you do challenge them in tax court like you should, like Freedom Law School does, you don't lose by default. You have right to a trial in your tax court, full-blown trial, and appeal to the Court of Appeal on top of that. That could take several years or many more years. You're protected all the way through that process.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot just take your money just like that. Surprise! No, that will not happen.
Yep.
And on top of that, you don't restore free plan, you're protected all the way.
You know, yes, I know you're right. Yeah, I know you're right because contract law is the same way. You know, when you have a bill, someone will send you an invoice. If you have a credit card, they'll send you an invoice. But theoretically, it's not even theory. It's actually how contract law literally works. You can send the bill back to them and say it's incorrect. And I don't owe you anything. So they actually have to prove it. And so you are actually right about that. Like, I know it's true because technically, like, people will send you. I mean, that's how the world works. They'll send you an invoice, but you have to actually. They have to prove it technically, but that's a whole nother story. So you are right with that. I know it. I know it's true, but I'm not saying never pay your bills because they can't prove it. But there's some truth to that. You know. Okay. Yeah, this is really helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, so thank you for that question. You guys, a lot of you have the same word about the IRS speak, folks. Okay, look, I've been filing paying income tax for over 30 years. I've never been indicted, never been to jail, never been stopped by the IRS. My students for 24 years have come to me clean without a pre-existing problem. Guess what? None of them gone to tax prison for not filing paying income tax. And none of them have lost a dollar to the IRS levy in their bank account or paycheck or take the stocks or bonds or real estate, anything seems at all. So we see victories on our website, freedomlawschool.org. You know, so all it takes for you, everybody, to educate yourself, okay? Verify everything for yourself, okay? And that is all available for you at freedomlawschool.org. I'll put it there for you to educate and empower yourself. And I can take a horse to water, but I cannot make it drink the water. It's up to you. All right, guys, we got two more callers from 702 and 630. Another one, but we go to 702 caller. And first, say, my friend, have you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, great. My first name is Horacio, and I heard through you, I kind of stumbled through your channel about 2 years ago, I believe. And because I used to follow Irwin Schiff, your old pal.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, listen to her when shift, that I haven't paid taxes, income taxes, about over 20 years. And I used to follow Irwin Schiff. And
here's an example, guys. 20 of us have to follow income tax, everybody. He's alive. You know, the tax prison. I was never take your home, your stocks, your stuff. You been okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that everything you say is true. I'm living proof. I took a dime because when I started learning. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. So anyways,
no good.
I lost my train of thought now. But anyways, yeah, I listened. And then from there, I listened to Ballister and the other lady from the ex-agent, the IRS. And this is through YouTube when it was more open, not censored. So I was able to get some real hardcore information, man. But I love you, brother, and you know what, man? Everything you say is, I know it comes from the heart. You're a real, true, good guy. And I got nothing but full respect for you because you have helped me. You're saving lives. And I know there's a lot of people that are so brainwashed and deep that they don't understand. But anyways, I digress, and I just want to move on with the question I have. I've been collecting Social Security, and I went on ticket to work, and I worked until I was finished the program, which I'm no longer in Social Security. That's another different how I did that. But anyways, the deal is I got a notice that I have to pay overpayment through the Social Security, the ticket to work. And my question is, do I need to pay it? I got a notice. They said if I don't pay this, it's $12,300-something. If I don't pay that, then they're going to start garnishing my wages, my property, and, you know the usual thing. What it says to you about that?
I don't know. Who to send the letter to you? I haven't seen a letter. I have no idea what this is all about, my friend. You got to give me the letter to read, okay, by fax or email, U.S. mails, so I can see what's going on, take it from there.
Okay, but are you familiar with the ticket to work? People that are disabled on Social Security, then they go to work, and they end up working more, and they get kicked out of the Social Security and ticket to work. Are you familiar with any of those programs?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Brother, thank you very much. I'll try to send it to you, and you said email. Where can I find your email?
Our website, it's questions@freedomlawschool.org. questions@freedomlawschool.org. And be sure to call us. Put on there, this is for the Freedom Hour next Tuesday night, and then be sure to call, make sure we get it, so my people will put it in front of me next Tuesday night to review and answer for you.
Yeah, and how long does it take to for the response?
What response? I got to review a letter, see what it's about, and talk to you about it. They call again. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're gonna call, then you. Okay, got it.
God bless you, man.
Take care.
God bless you, Rachel. All right, my friend. Okay, we have one more call from America 630, but I'm going to go around one more time, see if anybody has any questions. I'll be happy to put you add you to the list of the callers. The number to call if you have a question is area code 424-552-1299, and you press 1 on the telephone keypad, and you'd be the next person to get on the queue to ask your question. Right now, I'm going to go to the call from area code 630407 prefix. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Taylor Wilson, and then I heard about you on Active.
Yes, sir. Of course.
My situation is that, you know, being the fact that I had a little knowledge in that, I kind of took the cart before the horse. I have a little bit of a noose around my neck in the fact that I have sent in an installment agreement, which I call. But prior to that, I actually, the voucher, and I filled it out properly for an acceptance for value, and I had it notarized. They didn't respond to that. Okay? So they still have to respond to that. Now, I didn't file taxes the last 2 years, and in the letters they sent to me, they says, well, we're willing to honor your installment agreement, provided you submit us another rope around your neck. So I'm not willing to do that. Considering that I understand that's just further exacerbating the situation. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And you got any tidbits before I go to your site, or what's your thoughts on that? Because it's not clean, obviously. It's a little messy, but.
Well, the acceptance of a buyer that you did was misinformation gave you online. It's patron mythology nonsense. So that's why they ignored it. It was good that they ignored it. Otherwise, they might give you more attention you don't want. And on the installment agreement, I did not know how much you owe the IRS, for what years, when you started the installment agreement, how much you paid them, how much is left, when the last time you filed tax return 1040 form with the IRS, how much you make, the employee, self-employed, give you a little bit about all those questions, so I can get an idea what your situation is.
Yeah, it's about $40,000, self-employed. It's about 5 years back taxes owed. And, you know, income, it varies anywhere from 50 to 60,000. So that's kind of what my situation is. Obviously, it's crazy out there because they've been raising prices and everything. And it's just got to work harder and harder to make the same thing they used to make years ago. So that's kind of a snapshot.
When did you file those 10-12 tax returns to the IRS? How many years ago?
I think some fall outside of the window of 7 years, but then I did 2022, 2021, and then the other ones were before that. Like, I think the oldest one they have is like, 2015, and another one for 2017.
So basically, for 15 to 22, you filed. You only asked for $40,000, and you haven't filed since then, right?
Right.
Okay. So you haven't filed for 23, 24, 20. That's good. Congratulations. You're not putting rope around your neck anymore. You're not confessing you owe the IRS any money anymore. So you stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Every year you confess you only ask for money by 1040 forms. You stop doing that because you declare under oath that you owe the IRS money every time on a new 1040 income tax confession form. So that's the great thing. No more that you minimize the bleeding from getting any bigger. Now, the rest of it, you owe them. Look, I cannot get you out of that 40 confession forms you filed with the IRS. Through deception, they had you file those. You either pay them or not pay them. Make a payment plan or not make a payment plan. They may come after you, they may not. My guess is, they probably won't for two reasons. But I cannot guarantee it for you. No guarantees. Right. Because IRS does not have enough employees to come after people that owe the IRS money. So they give a lot of them to private, toothless collection agencies who have no power to take your bank account, paycheck, or any of the assets. Nothing. They can simply only beg you to please pay the IRS. Okay? And yours will probably become one of those. But it's not guaranteed for you. Okay? So, again, you can pay them if you want to on your payment plan of some sorts or not pay them. But if you don't pay them, I recommend you save that money. Okay?
Right.
Put it aside just in case they come after you. You have some savings to go on. Yes, and maybe gold and silver or Bitcoin. Okay? Those are the choices available for you, my friend.
All right. I hear you. Okay, that's what I need to know.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, my friend. Okay? Simple. Okay. Very good. Well, all right, folks. I've been on this call now for over 2 hours, and I'm glad to have answered the questions of many of you, you know, who've called. It's, you know, good to hear from you guys. It's good to hear that more Americans are waking up, more have interest in freedom. More of you want to join hands together to restore freedom. More of you are calling us to get our brochures, Restore Freedom brochure to hand out to your coworkers, friends, family members. More of you are educating yourself, driving around, listening to our videos in your car to learn how you can be free. And, you know, America is the greatest country on earth that has ever existed. And we just let it go due to our ignorance. There's only one way to make America great again. And it's by educating ourselves and our fellow Americans. FreedomLawSchool.org, our website is there. Is there for you? Any last callers, call right now because I'm going to end the call, okay? The number to call, anybody else with more questions, is 424-552-1299. And then you put press 1 on that. Okay, 424-552-1299. I think we have a call from area code 516. Don't we? Let me check. 516 area caller. Yes, I guess he is there. All right. Let's go to the call from area code 516. Caller, you are live. Freedom Law School, my friend. Give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
All right, my name is.
What's your name?
Benjamin.
All right. How did you hear about us?
I found you guys on YouTube.
All right, my friend. And what's on your mind?
So basically, I don't owe the IRS any money, like from the past, but. So I haven't filed. I actually filed an extension. I don't know why. I forgot why I did that. It was for a specific reason. Oh, yeah. It was a process. But I just got my tax, like my accountant just got my return done. And I haven't signed anything yet. But they're saying I'm going to owe like $17,000. So I was just calling to see what would you recommend in that situation. Because I know you constantly praise not to sign the forms or not to file at all.
Well, do you want to owe the IRS $17,000?
What happened?
Do you want to pay the IRS $17,000?
Not at all.
Well, don't file it then.
All right. So do I just tell the accountant that I'm just not going to do it? I don't know if they're going to, like, report me or not.
They're not going to report you. You know, and there's no reporting. IRS is not. They're waiting on the phones You got somebody who didn't file. We're going to go after them. It doesn't work like that. Okay. You can't make it through on the phone calls with the IRS most of the time. They're not equipped or set up to do like that, you know? So it doesn't work like that. You're fine. You can just tell your accountant, thank you very much for preparing that 1048 form for me. I'll take care of the rest of it from here myself.
Okay, and me filing for the extension, that's not a problem?
No. The extension form can be filed by your neighbor or guy across the street for you.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't obligate you to anything. You don't sign nothing under oath at all. So you'd be perfectly fine there.
Okay. All right. That's all I had then. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my friend. That was easy. All right. Okay. Anybody with another call, question? The number to call is 424-552-1299. 424-552-1299. And press 1 on your keypad. By the way, for those of you who have not heard, I was interviewed today by Mike Adams, and he's going to have it. That's why I'm in Austin, Texas. He'll have it on air probably Friday or next Monday. It was over an hour long in his studio. So if you go to Brightyon.com, Mike Adams. He's a great patriot, freedom lover, into health and freedom. You know, he's got a great, a lot of good information he has on his website and his interviews he does. But I'll put it up on our website as soon as he gets a copy of that to me. But that's why I'm here right now. Okay. All right, let's see now. We have a call from area code 513, looks like, was waiting to get the question asked. Let me see, 531, no. 531 area code, nothing was good there. Let me check that number. Area code 531, yep, okay, 531, 229 area code, yep. All right, my friend, I got you. Give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please. All right, are you there? Okay. All right, are you there, caller? If you're there, please announce yourself now. Okay. Are you there for me? Code 531. Nobody with any more questions? All right, my friends, thank you very much for your love of truth and freedom. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I invite you to call us. We'll give you our Restore Freedom brochures. Fast Track Your Freedom Success brochures at no charge to you, to pass it out to anybody you know and love. Make money by telling other people about us. Okay, join our Restore Freedom. We protect you 100% and pay you for telling other people about how they can be free and have America be free and great again. Website is freedomlawschool.org. Listen to our 7 steps to be free of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. Do that, okay? And as you drive around, and you'll be free. It's all is right there. And with that, everybody, I want to give you guys my love, and I'll be back with you guys next Tuesday night. Good night, everybody. Oh, wait a minute, we got another call just arrived. Area code 928 caller. Hold on a second, guys. Let me this guy now. Area code 928 caller. You just joined in the nick of time, my friend. Okay? 928 caller, area code caller. Give me your information, my friend.
All right. My name is Spencer. I heard about you through the Stu Peters show. I just had a quick question. I wanted to know. I have filed taxes in the past over the last several years, and I've always stayed up to date and whatnot, but I wanted to, I'm still at my current job that I've already signed, and they take out my taxes every paycheck and everything. Is Is there a way I can request that form back again, like unsign it? Because, like, it's not like I can request that form and turn it back in blank or reverse what I've already agreed on. But, like, how do I ask that form again so that I can not sign it?
What form are you talking about?
My 1040 form from my work. I wanted to know. Because
you mean the W-4, the withholding form? No, it's not 1040 at your job. It's W-4 form to steal from your paycheck. Give them a new W-4 form exempt with our objections noted on the W-4 and attachments. You can give that to your employer if you want to do that. They may take it. They don't have to. They have to take it in January by, you know, February 15th. But try to give it to them right now. They may accept it right now. Most likely they will, but they may not. It doesn't hurt. Go ahead and give it a try. It's on our website.
Okay. So I would request that form and then just fill it out the way that the website your site says to do it. And
yes,
don't actually sign it, but just point in what we're basically explaining why I'm not signing this particular.
No, you have to sign it. You have to sign a W-4 form. You sign it there, but follow our instructions on our website. It's that right there. Follow it carefully, and then give it to your employer, payroll department.
Okay, so I'm still signing it. I'm just making sure that way there. I'm not giving them permission to take my money anymore.
Right.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know because I wanted to. I felt like I was getting in a form to not sign it, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That I'm just filling out different info on it according to the website.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely look more into that. Thank you for the answer.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. All right. Okay, I think the caller from Erica 531229 has a question, but I'm not sure. I'm going to try one more time. Or Gary. Let's see, I think. But we took care of Gary, didn't we? Right? I think we took care of Gary. Gary, we took care of your questions, right? 531229? Yes, I think we did. Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad this Freedom Hour tonight, I didn't have a topic because we've been on the call for over 2 hours now. So I'm glad to be helping you guys, everybody. And bottom line is, you know, you guys, it's your thing to for yourself, educate yourself. I'm here with you, for you. But let's get together as Americans. I invite you to consider joining our Restore Freedom Plan. You get the peace of mind that you want. At the same time, you're part of restoring America to freedom and greatness that you want for yourself and your family. So I'll give you all my love, and I'll be back with you guys again next Tuesday night. Good night, everybody.